Chapter 13. "Damn," I groaned as I took in the sight before me. "You all look so hot." Becca's long legs stretched out over the bed, and her perky breasts peeked out under her blonde hair. Heiwan's petite frame was curled against her friend, and the girls had flushed pink faces. "How'd you get in here?" I asked as I quickly placed my sharp gun by the door and started to tear off my clothes.
"I'm the king's daughter,"
Heiwan smirked.
"I can ask for whichever key card I want." "We've been here for a while,"
Becca said.
"So we had to make out a little to entertain ourselves and make sure we were ready to have fun with our fiancé."
I stripped off until I was fully naked, and my cock was already at attention just from the sight of my half-naked girls. "I think I'm gonna like married life," I growled, as I pounced onto the bed. The girls shrieked as I grabbed them both by the waists, and my hands hungrily roamed over their delicious bodies.
"So?"
Becca purred as I pinched her firm ass.
"What would you like to do with us, Jason?"
"You can do anything you like,"
Heiwan purred.
"It is the night before our wedding, after all, and we've decided we're already all yours."
"Yeah, we want our husband to be pleased with us,"
Becca said, with a little pout.
"Especially after you were so sweet and put babies in both of our wombs."
"I need these to be gone," I decided as I yanked at their delicate panties. "I need to see all of you." The girls giggled as they wriggled out of their lingerie, and soon their incredible bodies were on full display for me.
"Happy?"
Heiwan murmured and smiled sweetly. "You always make me happy," I said, as I grabbed a handful of Heiwan's pert breast. "But I'm gonna fuck you both so hard tonight." Becca moaned.
"I think first we should both have a taste of your amazing cock."
Yes.
Heiwan nodded.
"I love the taste of Jason's yummy penis."
I moaned as the two pregnant girls crawled forward so they rested on their elbows in front of me, and I knelt over them with a view of their perfect asses propped up in the air. They both giggled as they started to lick the bottom of my shaft, and their soft tongues danced around the base of my erection. Then my two lovers started to slowly lick up my shaft in unison, and Heiwan reached out to gently handle my balls. "Fuck, you girls drive me crazy," I whispered as I held onto their heads.
"You taste so good,"
Becca murmured as her brown eyes flickered up to look at me.
"I love your cock, Jason."
"Good," I growled. "I love seeing you enjoy it." The blonde fluttered her eyelashes as she slipped her tongue over the head of my erection, and an electric shock ran through me as I watched. Becca started to wrap her soft lips around my dick like it was a lollipop, and she let out the softest whimper as she slowly began to slide her mouth up and down. Heiwan played with my balls as she lapped at my shaft with torturously slow licks, and both girls made little moaning noises as they enjoyed my cock together. I finally had to close my eyes as Becca's hot mouth started to make slurping sounds around my dick, and I grasped the girls' hair tightly as they worked more vigorously with their tongues and lips. "Shit, I love you both," I gasped as I forced my eyes open again. I looked down at the perfect hourglass figures on their knees before me, and I watched the two beauties lick at my cock like it was an ice cream cone that might melt any second. They were flushed and devouring my dick while their tongues slid against each other now and then, and I couldn't resist them for another second. "I need to fuck both of you," I said, "right now. Who's going first?"
"Heiwan can go first,"
Becca purred and licked once more at my cock.
"I like working myself up by watching."
"I know you do."
The Korean beauty giggled as she looked up to face me, and she gently pushed me onto my back so my head was on the pillow. Then Heiwan nimbly swung a toned leg over my hips, and she straddled me as her face flushed a beautiful dark pink. Becca moved in so she was on her side next to me, and her breasts pressed against my left side as she leaned in for a kiss. Having Heiwan on top and Becca at my side was enough to make my head explode, and I reached out to grab as much of their toned bodies as I could. Then Heiwan slowly slid her wet pussy lips along the length of my shaft, and I could feel she was already dripping with excitement. "You two really did get worked up for me," I groaned.
"We had a bit of fun waiting for you,"
Becca whispered as she stroked a hand along my chest.
We were so excited for you to arrive and make love to us with that big cock. I need you inside me.
Haywan moaned, and she used her hand to guide my cock right into her pussy. She gasped as she hovered on the head of my erection, and I reached up to hold her tiny waist. Then I slowly started to guide her down, and her warm tunnel swallowed up my cock in a heated grip. Oh, you're so tight, I growled. You feel amazing.
Oh!
Haywan gasped as she reached the base of my shaft.
That feels so deep, Jason. I love how hard you are inside me.
You like it deep, I growled. Both of my girls do.
Oh, yes,
Becca said as she kissed my neck.
We love it when you fuck us deep and as hard as you can. So much.
Haywan started to slide back up my cock, and then she quickened her pace as she bounced up and down. I thrust it up to meet her movements and held her hips as I fucked my Korean lover's tight pussy. And Becca moaned as she watched and bit down hard on her lip beside me. The way she watched me lit a fire in my core that made me greedy for both of my girls at once. And I let go of Haywan's hip with one hand and reached down to Becca's pussy. The blonde moaned as I slid a finger along her labia, and her skin was already glistening with arousal.
Please touch me,
Becca pouted.
I want you to touch my pussy, Jason.
Oh, yeah? I whispered. Did you miss me?
I did,
the blonde Brit whimpered.
So much.
I slid two fingers inside Becca, and she let out a small cry as she gripped onto my arm. Play with your nipples, I instructed her, and the blonde reached up to her large breasts. She looked so hot as she touched herself for my enjoyment, and she bit her lip and kept her big brown eyes on me as my thumb brushed over her clit. My cock was deep inside Haywan as I started to finger-fuck Becca, and both girls moaned with pleasure while their panting breaths filled the air. Then I felt Haywan's pussy walls clench around my cock frantically as I thrust it harder inside her. And I looked up to find her gorgeous curves bouncing wildly as she rode my cock faster and faster.
Oh!
The beautiful Korean whined.
Jason, your cock is so big. I'm gonna come all over it. Will you come inside of me, please? I wanna feel your warm sperm.
Don't worry. I'm gonna fill you up in a minute, I moaned. Becca, I want you to come for me first. The blonde's moans hitched as her breathing sped up, and I vigorously rubbed her clit as I drove my fingers deep into her wet pussy. Then Becca suddenly let out a gasp and dug her nails into my arm, and she covered her mouth as she came on my hand. Oh, there you go, I groaned, as I watched her eyes pinch shut from the pleasure, and I kept pumping my fingers in and out of her tunnel until she'd finally stopped quivering. That was perfect.
Oh, fuck, Jason,
the blonde Brit whimpered.
You have magic fingers, I swear.
She rolled onto her back to gasp for breath, and I grinned as I saw her brown eyes watching Haywan bounce on top of me. With both hands free, I used them to hold the Korean beauty as I rammed my cock deeper inside her. She felt incredible, and I knew it wouldn't be long until I climaxed deep into her perfect pussy. I took my time and watched her breasts bounce as she moved, though, and her electric blue eyes widened as she started to pant harder.
Oh, I'm almost there,
she whispered.
Oh, Jason. Oh, yes!
She squirted all over me as I gave one final deep thrust, and my whole body shuddered as I came at the same time. Warmth ran through my whole body, and I gasped with pleasure as her tight walls held me even tighter. We both climaxed for a good half minute, and her tunnel gripped me urgently as I sprayed into her over and over again. Then we both slowly descended from our peaks, and my black-haired lover leaned back a bit with a sigh as she looked down to where I impaled her. Fuck, I breathed as I gently let go of Haywan's hips. Oh, that felt like you had a good time.
I did,
Haywan giggled, and her face glowed as her tunnel gave me a bit of an aftershock squeeze.
Our hubby is always so good to us,
Becca purred, as she crawled closer and leaned in to kiss me. Haywan slowly slid off my cock, and I moaned at the cool air on my skin again. Then Becca's mouth found mine, and she hungrily slid her tongue between my lips and then lowered herself down so her face was once again at my cock.
"I want to go,"
the blonde said, and she started to lick along the length of my cum-soaked shaft. My cock sprang back into action as Becca gently licked at it, and I sat up, ready to fuck my other beautiful lover. "How do you want it?" I grinned as I grabbed one of her pink nipples, and I gently twisted it to make her squirm.
"I think you should fuck her from behind,"
Haywan giggled.
"I like to watch you pounding into her with that lovely ass up in the air."
"What a good idea," I said, and Becca swung around to present her perfect ass to me.
"I want it deep,"
the blonde begged as she wiggled her hips.
"Pretty please?"
"That can be arranged," I said, "but only if you eat out Haywan while I fuck you."
"Ooh,"
the Korean smiled.
"I agree."
Haywan adjusted herself so she laid back on the pillow, and Becca crawled up between her legs. I knelt behind Becca and had the perfect view of both girls from this angle, but I only stroked my blonde lover's tight ass while I waited for her to get to work. Then Becca nestled her head into Haywan's dripping pussy.
"Lick up all of Jason's cum,"
Haywan giggled.
"I bet it tastes good." "Mm-hmm,"
Becca moaned in agreement, and I ran my hands over the curves of her back and ass as I finally lined my cock up and slowly started to push into her perfect pussy. Becca's soaking wet walls gripped me tightly as I slid inside her, and I held onto her slim waist as I kept my cock deep in her pussy for a moment. Then I reached around to grip her amazing breasts, and I watched Becca lick at Haywan's pussy lips while I palmed her heavy tits. I couldn't get enough of the view. My Korean lover's face was glowing, and she let out little whimpers as Becca ate her out. The whole time, her bright blue eyes watched me play with the blonde Brit, and her thighs just kept spreading wider and wider. "Oh, you're both so fucking hot," I moaned. "I love watching you together."
"Oh, we like it when you watch us too,"
Haywan said as she bit her lip and looked deep into my eyes.
"Just think, you'll get to watch us like this whenever you want, now that we're getting married."
"I'm gonna have you like this every night," I said with a grin. "What do you think about that?"
"I love it,"
the Korean moaned. I chuckled at the desperate glint in her eyes as I rolled Becca's nipples between my fingertips. And then I started to fuck the blonde supermodel. I kept a quick pace while my thrusts burrowed deeper into her tight pussy, and Becca could hardly keep her tongue inside Haywan's entrance with me fucking her like this.
"Oh, yeah,"
Becca moaned.
"That's it. Fuck me good."
"You want more?" I growled, and I grabbed a handful of her blonde hair.
"Yes, please,"
the Brit pleaded, and I held onto her hair as I started to fuck her as fast as I possibly could. She yelped as I plowed into her, and I moaned as intense pleasure coursed through me. She felt amazing, and watching her lick Haywan was going to send me over the edge any second.
"Oh, rougher,"
Becca moaned.
"Please, Jason, deeper. I need you deeper and harder inside me."
"Are you sure?" I gasped.
"Yes,"
she pleaded.
"Fuck me hard, please."
I thrust as hard as I could and pulled Becca's hair even harder. I was about to come, but I was so breathless from pleasure I could hardly speak, and all I could focus on was forcing my cock in and out of Becca's tight pink pussy while her entire body jolted along with Haywan's. Luckily, Becca was completely in tune with my body, and she suddenly let out a shriek as her pussy tightened around my cock. "Oh, fuck," I managed as I gave one final thrust, and my orgasm swept over me. My cum sprayed out so fast my body bent forward, and I poured my seed deep inside the gorgeous blonde while she quaked through her own climax. I gently let go of her hair as I stroked her back and pumped more and more of my sperm into her tunnel. And I was so overcome with pleasure, it took nearly a full minute for me to catch my breath. Then I slowly eased myself out of Becca's soaking wet pussy.
"Jason!"
Becca gasped.
"That was fucking brilliant! Oh, I came so much. Fuck."
"Me too," I nodded. "Watching you two together is too much. It should be illegal to be that hot." Haywan laughed as she sat up and leaned over to kiss me on the lips. Her cherry mouth was soft, and her legs were still spread, and I felt like the luckiest guy on the planet as I crawled in closer to my two satisfied girls. "You really like the rough stuff," I chuckled as I looked at Becca.
You're just so good at it.
She smirked.
A big, strong guy with a thick, hard cock. We really did win the lottery. That's for sure.
Heiwan agreed, but then she let out an adorable yawn.
That took it all out of me,
Becca said sleepily, and she started to get under the covers.
You might want to wash these sheets tomorrow. There was a lot of cum flying around. Shit, it's dripping out of me.
That's fine, I laughed as I watched her spread her legs and touch where my cream was dripping out of her swollen pussy lips. I'm gonna go brush my teeth. I stood up as the two girls cuddled into each other under the blankets. I headed through to the bathroom and splashed my face with cold water before I grabbed one of the toothbrushes from the shelf. I couldn't wait for the two pregnant beauties in my bed to become my wives, and to know that every night could be filled with amazingly hot sex. Adding Kat and Adhara into the mix just made it all the more incredible, and I wondered if they would ever want to get married as well. The cute gasp Kat let out when I proposed to Becca today kinda gave me the impression the corporal was more romantic than she let on. I rinsed my mouth out, and when I went back through to the bedroom, both girls were breathing slowly and heavily. Heiwan's head rested on Becca's shoulder, and their eyes were closed. Neither girl said anything as I got closer, and I realized they were fast asleep and cuddled up like each other's teddy bears. But I didn't feel very tired. The sex had woken me up rather than tired me out, and I wondered if I should just try and rest anyway. After all, I had an important day coming up, and it wouldn't hurt to get as much sleep as possible. I watched the sleeping women for a moment while Heiwan let out a tiny squeak and Becca gave a gentle snore, and I decided I might as well go for a walk while I was so alert. Maybe I would run into Kwan, and he would let me go down and admire my new car again. I hadn't even told the girls about the Porsche yet, but I couldn't exactly blame myself for getting distracted. I pulled my clothes on as quickly as I could and swung my sharp gun over my shoulder while I pushed my feet into my shoes. Then I carefully opened the bedroom door, and I glanced back at my lovers before I stepped out into the hallway. I made sure the door was securely locked and then headed down the hall toward the lobby. The only sounds were my footsteps and the gentle bubbling of the water fountain. I wondered if Kwan was even still awake, or if everyone in the base would be in bed. I figured the armed guards might be the only people up, and I decided to go and check out the new structure that had been built upstairs. It had only been a few hours since the hedge had been destroyed, and there might still be people working on the replacement. As I walked into the lobby, I was surprised to see Adhara sitting in one of the benches next to the water feature. Her silver hair glistened under the lights, and her long legs were stretched out as she watched the water. She smiled at me when she looked over, and I glanced around to see the guards were the only other people out here. "Hey," I said as I walked over to the beautiful alien. "You're up late."
"So are you,"
she nodded.
"I was thinking I might go back to the radio."
"Yeah?" I asked. "You want to send another message out?"
"I am worried they have already replied,"
Adhara said.
"Maybe I was not there when they tried to speak. I would like to try again, but..."
Adhara glanced past me for a moment, and I followed her gaze to the guards. "Were you nervous to leave the base alone?" I whispered.
"I am,"
she admitted.
"You protect me, but I would be alone, and without a scary father around to make the men nice, they could harm me."
"I'll come with you," I assured her. "I wanted to see what they've done with the hedge upstairs anyway." Adhara stood up and tucked her silver hair behind her ears. The gentle trickle of the water feature was soothing, and I felt like the lobby would be a peaceful place if it wasn't for the constant presence of dangerous armed men. The alien linked arms with me and nuzzled into my shoulder with a smile, and I chuckled quietly at how fucking cute the lilac woman was. We walked over to the elevator, and the men gave us a nod as we stepped inside. Adhara hit the button to take us up to the ground floor, and I pulled her in for a kiss as we started to move. I held her slim waist as she pressed her full lips eagerly against mine, and the soft hum she gave off brought a smile to my face.
"Why did you kiss?"
she asked as we arrived at our stop. "Because I love you," I grinned. "And you look beautiful this evening." Adhara laughed in a silvery tone as the glass doors slid open, and she hummed cheerily as we stepped out into the small black building. As we walked out into the open air, I couldn't believe my eyes. The ruined hedge was completely gone, and in its place was a 7-foot-tall fence. It was made of wood and reinforced with steel on the inner side. There was a gate with a golden latch, too, and it looked like the structure had been braced deep into the ground. "How the fuck did they do that so quickly?" I muttered, as I stared up at the metal and wood.
"Some humans are very impressive,"
Adhara decided with her eyebrows raised. "Yeah," I snorted. "I guess Quan's men really do have some special skills." I looked around, but there were no men still at work, and not even a hammer or spare brick left behind. We headed for the gate, and I unlocked the latch as Adhara gripped her sharp gun. I took a second to listen out for eerie clicks or dino footsteps, but it was hard to tell if the rustling was from the wind or something moving around out there. Adhara nodded when I met her gaze, and I pushed the gate open. Nothing leapt forward, and there didn't seem to be anything lurking around in the jungle nearby. We stepped through the gate, and I closed it shut behind me before we hurried toward the clearing where we'd left the spacecraft. We didn't speak as we jogged, and I glanced up to see the night sky was covered with stars as some thin clouds rolled over the crescent moon. The wind whistled around us, and the air was significantly cooler than it had been on our trip earlier in the day. When we reached the back of the ship, Adhara jumped inside while I waited by the door, and as soon as the force field buzzed off, I quickly got inside to join her. Adhara already had the receiver clutched in her hand, and she stared out into the forest as she drummed her fingers on the control panel. "Ready?" I asked, and the alien nodded. She cleared her throat and then started to speak in her low, guttural growls before she changed into a light hum. She repeated the same sound several times, and then she gently placed the receiver down with a sigh.
"I have asked if they are there,"
she said.
"I told them to reply, to let me know they are safe and not taken."
"Good." I stroked her slim arm, and I hoped we would get some kind of answer before the end of the night. It felt like we were so close to peace, and all we needed was for the other scouts to pass on Adhara's message. I had been thinking ahead to the future more since I found out I was going to be a father, and all I wanted was for there to be a safe world for my kids to come into. Raising 2 kids would be hectic enough. I couldn't imagine that having to slay dinos at the same time would help.
"You're thinking about what?"
Adhara asked. She tilted her head to the side and sat down in the pilot's chair. "Everything," I shrugged. "The world has moved pretty fucking quickly lately, and I kind of wish it would slow down for a bit. I want to be with my girls and my kids. I want a moment to breathe." Adhara nodded as she looked up at me, and we waited in silence for a moment to listen out for any response on the radio.
"Maybe they really are gone,"
Adhara said eventually.
"I do not feel good about it."
Her gorgeous green eyes stared at the control panel, and she absentmindedly flicked a button that kept changing the color of the interior lights. They flashed blue, then green, then to a pale yellow. I looked at the huge array of buttons and switches and wondered how long it had taken her to memorize all of them.
"Do you want to learn some?"
Adhara asked. "Some of the controls?" I laughed. "How do you remember everything? Is it the generational memory?" The alien knitted her eyebrows as she looked at me and then let out a snort.
"My ancestors did not have ships such as this,"
she said.
"This is new version. They had very different ones. Not as good. Not as fast."
"All right," I chuckled. "Show me the basics, then."
"There are no basics,"
the alien replied with a focused scowl.
"Everything is important. But I suppose there are some that are maybe not vital."
I snickered as she stood up and pointed to a large gray dial near me.
"This one is for spotlight,"
she explained.
"When we fly, it can light up below. Standing still, it can light in front."
"Can I try?" I asked, and the alien nodded. I swiveled the large dial around to the right, and a beam of light poured out of the front of the ship. Like the night goggles, it made everything in its path look like daylight, and it stretched out into the trees further than I could see. I quickly turned the dial back off, since I didn't want to wake up anything that was asleep in the jungle tonight.
"I will teach you to fly properly soon,"
Adhara smiled.
"I think it will be good to have 2 of us who can use ship."
I was about to reply when the familiar crackle of the radio rang out through the control room, and Adhara jumped to grab the receiver. The same male voice I had heard before rang out, and he spoke in the familiar grunts and hums of their people. I watched at Hara closely for any hint of translation, and she nodded while she sent her reply. Her brow was wrinkled in concentration, and her emerald eyes focused on the control panel as she spoke. The male voice came again, and the message was much shorter the second time around. Edhara grunted something back, and the radio fell silent once more. "Well?" I asked eagerly. "Any updates?"
"They have only just managed to send the message back home,"
Edhara sighed as she leaned back in the seat. "Home?" I furrowed my brow. "Not to the incoming fleet?"
"My people's base will have more ability to send the message on to a moving vessel,"
she explained.
"We should hear back soon."
I nodded and felt a twinge of excitement in my chest at the thought of hearing another message come through. Edhara's people were really about to learn the whole truth, but all we could do was wait for them to answer, and hope shit got cleared up in time for my wedding.